since it's crunch time at this segment on a Monday and just do this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
That puts a smile on Alex's face every Monday.
It's the first thing I did. It's the first thing I ever did for this show.
Ever.
Was create that. Yep.
Nice.
Well, all right, it's the Richter scale.
This is due with Justin. So that's going back to 2000. That's 4 years.
You've gotten a lot better. I'll say that.
I appreciate that.
It's the Richter scale where I, Nick, bring up the big news, weekend news of sports. I bring it up to Alex and Steve and they rate its impact. We begin with me awaking to many tweets and alerts on my phone that all said the same thing. Tiger is back. I was shocked. I checked the leaderboard. I hadn't missed anything on my timeline. He was still leading. I was going to see the comeback. And as soon as I turn on the open on TV, he hits his drive into the rough. From the rough, he hits a fan. From the after hitting the fan, he almost chips it into a bunker. He ends with a double bogey, and that was that.
So it's your fault.
We had an incredible two-day stretch of Tiger showing that he was back, right? How back is Tiger Woods?
Scale 1 to 10?
Yes.
Well, he's never getting back, so he's never going to be Tiger again.
I mean, what's back? To what he was before? Zero, because he's never going to be that again.
Right, but as far as maybe flashing and contending in tournaments and maybe adding to that 14 major total, I'll give him a 6.
Is this as far as we get from Tiger Woods? Like contending for a major championship?
I think he wins one.
Do you think
eventually. He
wins one at some point?
I honestly don't.
Yeah.
I think he'll have his moments at Augusta National, but he turns 43 after the PGA, so he's got one more chance at 42, and it doesn't get easier. I mean, there's a reason people marveled at Jack in 86 when he was 46.
Yeah, his back's not going to get better from here on out. So.
Right.
I'd probably say like a 5.
Oh, ye of little faith.
Yes.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is it going on with the New York Mets? I'll wait for it, Alex.
Yeah.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
I probably should have told you I needed that.
No, that's okay.
It's all good. Noah Syndergaard is back on the DL with hand, foot, and mouth disease.
What?
According to Google, hand, foot, and mouth disease is common in infants and children. Noah Syndergaard is 25. He is neither an infant nor child. This would be incredibly shocking, even more shocking than it is, if it were to happen to any other team than the Mets, who continue to innovate baseball with different ways to have their pitchers end up on the DL. How weird is it that Noah Thor Syndergaard is on the DL? Because again, I'll say it again, hand, foot, and mouth disease.
How weird is it? It's a 10.
His nickname is Thor.
Whoever heard of that?
His nickname is Thor, so it's like a medieval disease-ish kind of. So I don't know. What are we talking
about? If he got the Black Plague, I'd be like, oh, it's
scurvy.
That's on brand for the Mets.
He's being treated with leeches.
Yeah, it's a 10. That is a 10. Are you kidding me? Like mad cow disease or something would be more common than that.
And he has rickets.
In more Mets news, they trade closer Jairus Familia to the Oakland A's for $3 million and a couple prospects, because at this point, the only thing the Mets have to root for is getting under the tax threshold. The A's are now only 3 games back behind the Mariners in the AL wildcard for that second spot, and they have all-star closer Blake Treinen and now another great arm in the back end of the bullpen. How big of an impact will this trade have on the AL West wildcard race?
Well, first of all, did Sandy Alderson have some kind of a brain incident? Does he think he's the GM for the A's again? Because that was a way better deal for Oakland.
Yeah, it was.
They got an A-ball player and a 27-year-old who's been in the majors for 7 innings. So that's huge. Are you kidding me? I would say that's an 8.5 impact. They got one of the, 15, 18 best relievers in the game?
So we're talking about the AL wild card?
Yeah,
the impact
race for the wild card.
Yeah, I'd say like an 8. They're not going to catch Houston, but in terms of the wild card, they have a much better chance of catching the Mariners now.
Oh, they're 3 back.
Anybody else, yeah.
What the hey?
Mariners are
mutt, by the way.
So it's going to be the Yankees or the Red Sox and then somebody else.
Remember, New York's 5 back now. It's Mariners or A's at Yankees.
Yeah.
Take it.
It's a lock. Josh Gordon announced that he will not be at Browns training camp to himself be put in a health and wellness program to ensure that he does not have a slip-up or place himself in a situation he does not feel ready to be in. Adam Schefter reported that Gordon was in no way suspended or failed any drug tests. In fact, it was Gordon himself who asked the Browns and the NFLPA to get extra counseling to miss this training camp. How does this decision impact how you feel about Gordon going into his first full NFL season since 2014?
Man, this is awesome, right? Like, an athlete taking care of their mental health above anything else? Like, how often do we see athletes nowadays, like, get, you know, addicted to pills or, like, you know, any other sort of thing, and then they go out and get in trouble? And this guy's actually taking his mental health and his life by his own hands and taking care of himself before he, again, like you said, puts himself in horrible situations. I don't know how much it changes. I guess it changes how I look at him, because it tells me he's actually taking that part of his life more seriously than his possible career, I guess. And so, yeah, I think 9.5, it does change how I look at him.
Is it wrong that I'm a little skeptical?
I appreciate it.
And that I really hope he's telling the truth.
Sure.
But that with his history, there's a part of me that's wondering what's really wrong.
Like, did something actually happen to make him do this?
Yeah.
Right.
No,
it's legit.
All right. Well, I hope it's legit. And if it's, you know, talking about what this means for his return to the NFL, under the assumption everything is on the up and up and we could take him at his word, yeah, that's a 9. That's big. That's a big move.
All right, last one. Tim Tebow and Johnny Manziel are back in the news. It's been a slow weekend, folks. Manziel was traded from the Hamilton Tiger Cats to the Montreal Alouettes. Johnny Highball has not yet attempted a pass in the CFL, and he's being sent to the team that is last in possession, 7th out of 9 in passing yards, with a league-low 69 points through 5 games this season.
It's lit!
Meanwhile, AA All-Star Tim Tebow broke his hamate bone, ending his chances of being a September call-up, which would have been the absolute end of all of baseball as we know it. Who made the bigger splash with their weekend news, Tebow or Manziel?
Well, Tebow was actually playing his sport. Manziel.
Canadian football is still football.
He's not backing up Masoli.
No, but he wasn't. He hasn't had a rep yet, has he? So being a participant and removed from your team, aside from being what trade bait and being removed from a team you contributed nothing to, I'm going to say that Tebow is the answer there.
I could not care less about either of these stories. Like, the only reason I care about the Manziel one is because I get to play the It's Lit thing,
it's lit,
which makes me happy. But other than that, 0 for both of them. I don't care.
It's a double aught.
I don't care. I don't care.
It's Robert Parrish. It's Jim Otto. It's 00. It's James Bond's Sans 7.